determined that that combination of 408 was somehow a messianic combination. And therefore, Jews looked forward to the year of 5408, not with dread, but with expectation. One has to also remember that, according to Jewish tradition, the Messianic era is ushered in by a series of cataclysmic events. It is not something that happens quietly. The Chevle Moshiach, the birth pangs of the Messiah, are compared in the Bible and Tanakh literally to the birth pangs of a woman giving birth. And until the baby is born, it is a time of pain and discomfort. And therefore, in the Talmud we already see many of the great men of the Talmud said, Yesei, let the time of the Messiah come, but velo ayachmine, I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a witness to such times, because the time of the Messiah is apocalyptic. It's a time of terrible, terrible events, war and dislocation, cruelty, of death and destruction, and out of all of those pains springs the new world. And many of the rabbis foresaw the pangs as being of such a nature that they said, I am willing to let the Messiah come, but I prefer not to be present to have to watch it. Well, what shall we say in our time, when we have been witness to events that were unthinkable? Therefore, the messianic hopes for the year 1648 within the Jewish community were tempered by the fact that somehow they expected that during that period of time there would be negative developments that occur. And they were not wrong. In 1637, there was a large uprising of local peasants and Cossacks in the Ukraine. Now, the situation then was that most of the land in the Ukraine was controlled by Polish landlords who lived in Poland. And they were absentee landlords, and the feudalistic system of the time was such that naturally the peasants were exploited. They could never make enough money working the land to even pay their rent, and therefore every year they went further and further into debt to the landlord, who literally owned them. The serfs were not freed in Russia until the time of Alexander in the early 1860s. And you had, therefore, a large element of the population that was completely downtrodden, exploited, poor, lived under the worst circumstances possible. In the Ukraine also, there were a large number of people who belonged to the tribe of the Cossacks, who were fearsome warriors, great horsemen, came from an Asiatic background, and who also were discriminated against, exploited, who had no chance of success, no matter who would own the land, no matter who would run the country. They would always be the outsiders. The Cossacks in 1637 mounted a rebellion in the Ukraine, and their rebellion was successful for 2 or 3 years. During the period of time from 1637 to 1640, about 2,000 Jews were killed by the Cossacks in the Ukraine. Those that were killed were mainly the employees of the Polish landlords, the tax collectors, those who enforced the will of the landlord, the owners of the taverns under the concession of the landlords, the typical Jewish jobs of the time. Well, when the downtrodden masses came to power, they were not about to take transportation.